Every moment, every breath, we thank Allah. The blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyid al-Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulallah, wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah, wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, once again, we are welcoming you in our silsila, the blessing of Ramadan. Please be with us till the end of silsila. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, we get so many madani flowers for that silsila. Inshallah Azza wa Jal. If possible, take copy or pen with you and write down the madani flowers. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, you will get more rewards of Ramadan. After the demise of Sayyiduna Sheikh Ahmad bin Mansur rahmatullahi ta'ala, as resident of Shiraz, had a dream in which he saw Sayyiduna Sheikh Ahmad bin Mansur rahmatullahi ta'ala standing in the mihrab arch of the main masjid of Shiraz, wearing a heavenly garment and a crown of pearls on his head. The dreamer asked how Allah Azza wa Jal treated him. He replied, Allah Azza wa Jal not only forgave me and bestowed upon me this crown, but also made me enter the heaven. Having been asked the reason of this great blessing, Sayyiduna Sheikh Ahmad bin Mansur rahmatullahi ta'ala replied, I used to recite durood upon the Rasul of mankind, the most generous and kind, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, abundantly, and this act led to my success. Subhanallah, my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, you realize that how much the blessing of durood Pak. Wherever you are, please recite durood upon Rasul Kareem, Raufur Rahim, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The fortunate Muslims who die in the blessed month of Ramadan not only remain safe from being questioned and punished in their graves, but also deserve heaven. The honorable scholars, rahimahumullahu ta'ala, says, the Muslim who dies in this month will walk straight into paradise. It will be as if the gate of hell is closed for him. Sayyiduna Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that our beloved Rasul, mercy for mankind, king of both worlds, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, said, if anyone dies at the end of Ramadan, he will enter heaven. If anyone dies at the end of the day of Arafah, 9th Dhul Hajj, he will enter heaven too. If anyone dies whilst donating in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will also enter heaven. Subhanallah. Mother of believers, Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha narrates that our beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, if anyone dies in the state of fast, Allah Azza wa Jal will reward him for fasting until the day of judgment. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. How lucky is the fasting person. If he dies in the state of fast, he will be granted the reward for fasting up to the day of judgment. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyiduna Anas bin Malik radiyallahu ta'ala says that he heard Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala sallam say, Ramadan has come to you, the gates of heaven are opened, and the gates of hell are closed, and the devils are imprisoned. The person who meets Ramadan and is not forgiven is deprived, mahroom, because if he is not forgiven in Ramadan, then when will he be forgiven? My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, in Ramadan, the gates of mercy and heaven are opened, hell is padlocked, and the devils are chained. Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala narrates that Makki Madani Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would say to his companions alayhim ridwan, the month of Ramadan has arrived. It is a very blessed. Allah Azza wa Jal has commanded you to fast in it. In this month, the gates of the skies are open and the gates of hell are closed. Satans are tied in chains. In this month, there is a blessed night called Laylatul Qadr. This night is greater than 1,000 months. The person who is deprived of its blessing is truly deprived, truly mahroom. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says that the beloved Rasul of Allah Azza wa Jalla sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam said, in Ramadan the gates of the skies are opened. The renowned commentator on the Quran, Sheikh Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi alayhi rahmatullahi al-Mannan says, in Ramadan the gates of the skies are open, through which special blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descend upon the earth. Subhanallah. The gates of hell are closed in Ramadan, due to which the heat of hell is not felt by sinners and disbelievers in their graves. This is what is meant by Muslims saying that no one is punished in the grave in Ramadan. If anyone commits sins in this month, he does so due to the evil of his nafs and not because of Satan. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, it is generally observed that the Muslims get more interested in worship in Ramadan in comparison with other months. It becomes easier to act virtuously and a reduction in sins takes place through to some extent. As soon as Ramadan ends and Shaitan is released, the chances of committing sins are greatly increased. So many sins are committed on Eid day, that even cinemas that are not filled the whole year become full on Eid day. Fears that are not seen all years are held on Eid. It seems Shaitan is extremely annoyed as a result of being imprisoned a whole month and wants to take revenge within the day of Eid. All amusement parks filled with men and immodest women. Drama centers are always packed out on Eid. New films and dramas are released just for Eid day. And hence, countless Muslims become toys in the hands of Shaitan. However, there are also some fortunate Muslims who are not neglectful of Allah Azza wa Jal and do not accept the misleading invitations of Shaitan. There was a fire worshipper who lived in Bukhara. One day, he was walking through the Muslim marketplace with his son. The son began to eat something publicly. When the father saw him eating, he slapped him and scolded him, saying, "Aren't you ashamed of eating in the Muslim's market in Ramadan?" Then his son replied, "But father, you also eat in Ramadan as well, don't you?" The father answered, "I don't eat in front of the Muslim. I eat at home where they can't see me. I don't desecrate the auspicious month." Sometime later, this fire worshipper died. Someone dreamt of him strolling in heaven and asked us surprisingly, "You were a fire worshipper. How did you get into heaven?" He replied that, "You are right. I was a fire worshipper. But at the time of death, Allah Azza wa Jal granted me faith for the sake of respecting Ramadan. And after that, He granted me heaven." Subhanallah. May the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal be upon him, and may we be forgiven for his sake. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyyil Ameen. Sallallahu Ta'ala wa Sallam. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, did you see? Allah Azza wa Jal not only granted a fire worshipper iman for respecting Ramadan, but He also granted him the eternal blessing of heaven. This story should be warning for all those careless brothers who don't respect Ramadan at all, despite being Muslims. They do not fast, dare to smoke cigarettes and chew paan in front of fasting Muslims. And some are so shameless that they even eat and drink publicly. O Muslims, wake up from the sleep of negligence. How long will you entertain yourself in this world? Are you not going to die? Are you going to live negligently for eternity? Remember, one day or another, you will most certainly die. And death will separate you from life and lift you off your soft and cozy mattresses and make you rest on soil. It will take you out of your beautifully decorated rooms full of entertainment devices and lead you to your dark grave. And then it will be futile to regret. You have a chance now. Repent sincerely of your sins and become punctual in your salah and fasts. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, in order to get rid of sinful life, join the Madani environment of Dawat Islami, the international non-political movement for the propagation of the Quran and Sunnah. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, you will succeed in both worlds. Sayyiduna Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that the Rasul of mankind, the peace of our heart and mind, the most generous and kind, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, "Verily, heaven is decorated for the month of Ramadan, from one year to the next. When Ramadan comes, heaven says, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, give me in this month the people who will live in me. The heavenly maids say, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, give us in this month our husbands amongst your people." The Makki Madani Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, "In this month, if anyone protects his nafs by avoiding intoxicant, false accusation against a Muslim and all type of sins, then Allah Azza wa Jal will marry him to 100 heavenly maids for every night. And he will make for him a palace of gold, silver, rubies and emeralds in heaven. This palace will be so enormous that if the whole world is placed inside it, it would only take up the amount of space that a herd of sheep takes up in the world. If anyone drinks an intoxicant or falsely accuses a believer or commits sin, then Allah Azza wa Jalla will ruin his 1 year's deed. Therefore, refrain from negligence in Ramadan, because it is Allah Azza wa Jalla's month. Allah Azza wa Jalla has given you 11 months to take advantage of his bounties and enjoy them. And he has kept a month for himself. So fear Allah Azza wa Jalla concerning Ramadan." My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, we have learned that as there are glad tidings of reward and mercy for those who respect Ramadan, there are warnings as well for those who disrespect the aforementioned hadith, especially mentioned drinking intoxicants and falsely accusing believers. Remember, alcohol is the mother of all evils. Drinking it is haram and will lead to hell. Sayyiduna Jabir radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala sallam said, "Even the small amount of the thing that intoxicates in large amount is haram. Falsely accusing a Muslim is also haram and leads to hell. A hadith states, if anyone falsely accuses a believer, Allah Azza wa Jalla will keep him in radghatul khabal until he takes his word back." Radghatul khabal is the part of hell where the blood and pus of its inmates is collected. Allahu Akbar. Regarding the hadith, Shah Abdul Haq Muhaddith Dehelvi rahmatullahi ta'ala says, "Until he takes his word back means by repenting of his sin or by being purified after suffering punishment." Sayyiduna Umme Hani radiyallahu ta'ala narrates that beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala sallam warned, "My ummah will not be disgraced as long as fulfills the rites of Ramadan." He sallallahu ta'ala sallam was asked as to what this meant. So he sallallahu ta'ala sallam replied, "Committing sins in this month," and then said, "If anyone fornicates or drinks alcohol in this month, Allah Azza wa Jalla and all his angels curse him. If he dies before the next Ramadan, he will not have a single virtue to save him from the fire of hell. So fear Allah Azza wa Jalla concerning Ramadan, because just as virtue are increased in this month as compared to other months, the same applies to sins." My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, tremble with fear. Make special preparation to avoid being ungrateful in Ramadan. Just as reward for virtuous actions are increased in this month, the nuisance of sins is also increased. Someone who fornicates or drinks alcohol in Ramadan is so unfortunate. Yes, is so unfortunate that if he dies before the next Ramadan, he will not have a single virtue, not have a single neki to save him from the fire of hell. Remember, the fornication of the eyes is to misuse them by looking at non-mahram women. The fornication of the hands is to touch a woman or an attractive young males with lust. So beware. In Ramadan, make special efforts to avoid misusing your eyes by looking at ghair mahram women and attractive boys. Apply kufle Madina to the eyes as much as possible. Make every possible effort to keep your eyes lowered. Unfortunately, sometimes even practicing Muslims who offer salah and fast commit the offense of disrespecting Ramadan and then face the wrath of Allah Azza wa Jal and the punishment of the fire. One hadith states, my dear Islamic brothers, that when a man commits a sin, a black spot appears on his heart. If he commits another sin, another black spot appears on his heart, and this carries on until the whole heart become black, and then words of piety do not affect his heart. It's obvious, if someone's heart is rusted and black, then how can words of piety and advice affect him? It becomes extremely difficult for such a person to avoid sins in Ramadan as well as other months, and he finds it hard to perform good deeds if somehow he does manage to occupy himself in acts of piety. He does not enjoy himself carrying them out and tries to find the way to avoid the sunnah-filled madani environment. His nafs makes him have long hopes and he becomes negligent, and eventually he detached himself from the madani environment. This man wastes the blessed moment of Ramadan, sometimes whole nights of Ramadan, entertaining himself, playing, listening to music, playing cards and chess, gossiping, chatting, etc., and thereby ruins these auspicious moments. My dear Islamic brothers, may Allah Azza wa Jal forgive us. And how bad thing that anybody have the heart, black heart in his body. Laun wo ashk kahan se, jo siyahi do hain. Laun wo ashk kahan se, jo siyahi do hain. Laun wo ashk kahan se, jo siyahi do hain. Gandagi mein mera dil had se bada jata hai. Imtihan ke kahan kabil hoon main pyare Allah, be sabab bakhsh de, maula tera kya jata hai. Silsila aah gunahon ka badha jata hai, nit naya jurm har ik aan hua jata hai. Kalb patthar se bhi sakhti mein badha jata hai, dil par ik khol siyahi ka chadha jata hai. Ae maula, imtihan ke kahan kabil hoon main pyare Allah, be sabab bakhsh de, maula tera kya jata hai. Ameen. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, it is absolutely vital to treat this blackness of heart. One extremely effective treatment is a competent spiritual mentor, Murshid-e-Kamil. In other words, becoming a disciple of a pious and righteous man who abides strictly by the sunnah, one whose company makes you remember Allah and His beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whose speeches motivates you to offer salah and act upon the blessed sunnah, whose company inspires you to prepare for death and the afterlife. If you are fortunate enough to find such a competent murshid, then inshallah azza wa jal, he will certainly cure your heart. And you all know about Shaykh-e-Tariqat, Amir-e-Ahl-e-Sunnat, So I suggest all viewers of Madani channel, till now, if you don't have any Murshid-e-Kamil, please give your hand with the hand of Amir Ahl-e-Sunnat. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, you get so much blessing, and Inshallah Azza wa Jal, our heart rusts will be refrained, Inshallah. Remember, we are not allowed to pass such comments about any particular Muslim sinner as his heart is black or it has been sealed. That is why he does not accept my invitation to goodness. Allah Azza wa Jal has the power to make him repent and come onto the straight path. May Allah Azza wa Jal remove the blackness of our hearts. Ameen. Bijahi Nabil Ameen. Here is the story with a lesson to be learnt. Please listen and tremble with fear of Allah Azza wa Jal. Especially those who play cards, chess, video games, watch films, dramas, listen to music, etc. Despite fasting, should listen to attentively. Once Amirul Mu'mineen, Sayyiduna Ali Karramallahu Ta'ala Wajhahul Kareem, went to a cemetery in Kufa to behold the graves. He radiyallahu ta'ala saw a newly prepared grave and desired to know of its internal state. So he asked Allah Azza wa Jal, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, reveal me the condition of the deceased inside this grave. Immediately all the veils between him and the deceased were lifted. What he saw was horrific. The deceased was being burnt. He screamed out to Sayyidina Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Ya Ali, ana ghariqun fin nari wa hariqun fin nar. O Ali, I am surrounded by fire and I am burning in fire. The dreadful scene of the grave and the painful screams of the diseased person saddened Sayyidina Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. He lifted his hands in the court of his merciful Allah and began to pray with the utmost humility for his forgiveness. A voice from the unseen echoed, O Ali, do not intercede for him as he used to disrespect Ramadan. In spite of fasting, he did not refrain from committing sins even in Ramadan. He used to fast during the day, but he would indulge in sins at night. Listening to voice, Sayyidina Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu became even more sad. He prostrated and began to cry with tears in his eyes. He said, Ya Allah, please accept my supplication. This man had great hope when he called out to me for help. O Creator, do not disappoint me in front of him. Have mercy on him and forgive his helpless men. Sayyidina Ali radiyallahu ta'ala continued to plead in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He then heard a voice say, O Ali, we have forgiven him for the sake of your grieved heart. And so the man's punishment came to an end. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, Amirul Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Ali radiyallahu ta'ala had been granted great glory by the grace of Allah azza wa jal. He was able to talk with the dead. Here is another story. Allama Jalaluddin Suyuti Shafi'i rahmatullahi ta'ala narrates that Sayyiduna Sa'id bin Musayyab radiyallahu ta'ala said, we passed by a cemetery in the company of Amirul Mu'mineen, Sayyiduna Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. He radiyallahu ta'ala said, Assalamu alaikum ya ahl al-kubur wa rahmatullah. Will you tell us about yourself, or shall we tell you about yourself? The narrator says, we heard a voice from inside one of the grave. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. O Amirul Mu'mineen, tell us what happened in the world after we left. He radiyallahu ta'ala replied, your wives remarried. Your wealth was distributed. Your children have become orphans. Your enemies are now living in the strong houses that you built. Now tell us about yourselves. A voice from within one of the graves said, our shrouds are torn. Our hair is messy. Our flesh was torn to pieces. Our eyes have dropped onto our cheeks. Our nostrils have turned into pus. We reaped what we sowed. We have suffered loss in what we left behind. And now we are with our deeds. The one with righteous deed will find peace in heaven. And the doer of evil deeds will suffer the consequences of his actions. Dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, these two stories contain numerous flowers of warning for us. Man makes merry so long as he is alive, but when he dies, his eyes do not close. In actual fact, they open. Righteous deeds and wealth spent in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala benefit you. But it is unlikely that the wealth you have leave behind will be spent wisely. There is just a faint hope that your inheritors will spend your wealth in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for your betterment in your afterlife. If the deceased left unlawful haram wealth, like instruments of sin such as musical instruments, a game shop, a music shop or music center, a cinema, a pub, a casino, an illegal business, he would confront severe and unimaginable suffering in his grave. In the story called The Horrific Scene of Grave, we can imagine the horrible punishment given to the person who disrespects Ramadan. Please take some lesson from it. Unfortunately, during the sacred nights of Ramadan, many youngsters play cricket, football, and other games, etc. in their neighborhood and create a commotion. They not only waste these precious moments by depriving themselves of worshipping, but they disturb other people as well. They neither worship themselves nor let other do. These amusements make a Muslim forget Allah Azza wa Jal, and therefore righteous Muslims always remain distant from them. Not to speak of playing, the pious Muslims don't even watch and listen to commentaries of such neglectful activities. So we must avoid these things, especially in the auspicious movements of Ramadan. My dear Islamic brothers, you will see many unwise people who fast but then put their respect for Ramadan aside and use unlawful means to pass time by playing chess, cards, and listening to music. Remember, playing chess and cards is prohibited even if no money or condition is involved. Ala Hadrat Mujaddid Dino Millat Parwana Shamir Salat Imam Ahmad Rada Khan Ali Rahmatul Rahman has declared it haram to play cards because they have images of living being printed on them. He rahmatullahi ta'ala says, Ganjifa, a card game, is prohibited because it is nothing but a useless activity. Further, it involves showing respect to images as well. O fasting Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, O seekers of heaven, never waste the precious moments of Ramadan in worthless and idle activities. Life is very short, so take advantage of the precious moments instead of wasting your time by playing cards and listening to songs in the name of passing time. Make effort to use it reciting the Holy Quran and Durood and remembering Allah Azza wa Jal. The more thirst and hunger you endure, the more you will be rewarded. It is narrated, Afdalul Ibadat Ahmazuha. The best worship is the one that is the most difficult. Imam Sharfuddin Nawawi rahmatullahi ta'ala says, enhancement of struggle and expenditure in worship increases its rewards and excellence. Sayyiduna Ibrahim bin Adam rahmatullahi ta'ala says, the harder an action is in the world, the heavier it will be on the scales of judgment day. These narrations make it clear that the harder we find it to fast, and the more our nafs resent fasting, inshallah azza wa jal, the heavier our fast will be for us on the scale on day of reckoning. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, in order to develop the motivation of respecting Ramadan, acquiring its blessing, earning virtues and saving yourself from sins, please join the Madani environment of Dawat Islami and accompany Prophet's devotees in Madani Kafla to acquire knowledge of Sunnah. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, you will be amazed to see the results. Here is a faith strengthening account by a devotee of Makki Madani Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. This is a summary of an account related by an Islamic brother in his own words. Alhamdulillah azza wa jal, I love the Madani Inamat and I do Fikr-e Madina every day. Once I traveled with devotees of Prophet of in a Sunnah inspiring Madani Kafla of Dawat Islami, the international non-political movement of Quran and Sunnah. Our Kafla reached Balochistan, Pakistan. It was in this Kafla that Allah Azza wa Jal opened the door of mercy for this sinner. When I slept at night, I saw the greatest of all the Rasools sallallahu alaihi wasallam in dream. As I was looking at him, his blessed lips began to move, and these were the pearls that poured out of his mouth. I will take with me into heaven all those who carry out Fikr-e Madina every day in the Madani Kafla. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, for the betterment of the Muslims in the world as well as the hereafter, 72 Madani Inamat for Islamic brothers, 63 for Islamic sisters, 92 for male Islamic students, 83 for female Islamic students, and 40 for Madani children have been given in the form of questionnaire. These Madani Inamat cards can be bought from Maktabatul Madina. These cards are to be filled in every day and handed into the relevant responsible Islamic brother in your ilaka, in your division, or in your area. Inshallah, Zawad al-Fikr-e Madina is a term used in Dawat Islami which refers to the act of analyzing one's sins, pondering over grave and resurrection, and filling in your Madani Inamat whilst reflecting upon virtues and evil deeds. My dear Islamic brothers, if you want to learn about Fikr-e Madina or Madani Inamat card, please visit our website www.dawatislami.net. Inshallah Zawal, you can download this card from there. May Allah Zawajal give us energy, give us chance to make Fikr-e Madina daily. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyyil Ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Every moment, every breath, we thank Allah. The blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan.